from Moraville, November 23rd, 2007. On microphone, Marlenka. In studio, Andrea. Interview by Danielle. The weather in Moraville today is clear and sunny. Temperatures range between 22 and 30 degrees. Here is Danielle speaking with Paola about Savatri in Rome.
Paola, you just came back from Rome.
This was a project born about 3 years ago. There was an actress in Rome and singer, Maria Monti, well known in Italy, who fell in love with Savitri by Cherubindo. And a common friend made us to meet, and so this project was born to create something about this poem accessible to the big audience. So about three years ago, and we succeeded to do that in Rome at the auditorium. There was an audience of about 500 people. I selected some passages of this poem, which I consider the only thing to communicate, as the mother was telling about. And
What was the response of these 500 people? They knew Savitri already?
Not everybody, because it's a hall with a free entrance, and many people go there just to know what is it. They don't know anything about. But there were also many people who knew Savitri and Cherubindo, and they came also from other regions, not so near, and they afforded a trip to come to see this premiere, because it was a premiere.
So the response was positive? Or?
Very positive, yeah, very positive. The people I met after the performance was happy, and they congratulated for the work done.
The Residents' Assembly Service, a service to the community, has officially been constituted by the residents of Moraville. They envision a dialogue which will include seeking and providing questions and answers community-wide. The Residents' Assembly Service met with members of the Working Committee and Moraville Council and shared their vision. The University of Human Unity initiative in Moraville started last year as a tender flower in the mother's garden. After a number of tentative visionary conversations leading to a first meeting in the Unity Pavilion on 25th of November 2006, a group of 20 to 30 people has been gathering since September of this year as a free forum to explore possibilities of how to embody the mother's wish as she expressed it on the 1st of February in 1969. At that moment, she had asked Roger Anger to introduce at UNESCO in Paris a project of Université de l'Unité Humaine, the university being the key to the raison d'être of Moraville, meant to serve as a permanent platform for discussion and research in the University of Moraville. The idea is to create an international space for encounter, self-learning, research, a living university, as it were, in the fields of arts, humanities, and sciences, open to all students, scholars, and seekers from all over the world. The next meeting will be Sunday, 25th of November at 3 p.m. sharp, Unity Pavilion. A piano solo, Improvisations by Hartmut on Friday, 30th November, 8 p.m., Pitanga. The news is an echo of activities in the lives of Moravillians. On microphone, Marlenka. For further information, please check the website, moravilleradio.org. Thanks for listening.